This morning, I'd like to talk about things that we need to remember. Very important to God that we remember certain things. We just partook of the Lord's Supper. And even in the prayer that we prayed, we asked that we do these things in remembrance of Christ's death. God saw it fit for man to remember certain things. He saw this was so important, he said, let's do it every first day of the week and remember the great sacrifice that Jesus made for us. Throughout the Bible, we see record of where God has asked man to remember certain things. Why does he do that? Well, I think God knows us very well. In fact, I know he knows us very well. And he knows that we are people who forget very easily. From time to time, if we're not renewed in the Scripture, we start getting weak. We know that. That's why we assemble as often as we can to renew ourselves in the faith and to study God's Word, to learn those things that God would have us to know, so that we can keep them in our forefront at all the time and not fall short of God's Word. So it's very important that we remember these things. God would have us to remember Him. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24 and 25, I talked about just a minute ago as far as the Lord's Supper. He says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he took of the cup and he supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink in remembrance of me. God wants us to remember his Son, his sacrifice for us. We are to remember God in the fact that he is our creator. Psalms 105, we read this morning. He says, Psalms 105, verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in the holy name. Let the heart of him rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works, that what he hath done, his wonders.